The Minisode 205.
Yep. Yep.
We have a good one for you today. Welcome.
Oh, do we?
I think so.
I got some good stuff.
Yeah, what do you got?
So this started because obviously it's the Bigfoot episode this week. And so I was looking on the Bigfoot subreddit for like a subsequent Bigfoot story that I could like show you from current events, but that is not what happened. Instead, what I have for you is something from the R Humboldt subreddit called Escaped Pet Monkey in Arcata. It goes, I was walking next to the trees. This is from Ligament Person 46. I was walking next to the trees that lined the road on the way to the community center when I heard an odd chirping sound. Phone battery was too low for flash, so I used night mode to capture pictures of what I was hearing. I think you can see it running off in the second photo. It looks to me like a small monkey of some sort. Could it be someone's pet? I don't think it's a monkey based on this, but you can. I'll send you the post right here. You guys can have a look at this first post. But this wasn't the post that showed up on Our Bigfoot. It was another post that showed up called My Experience with the Arcata Gnome. So give a look at those little pictures. It's the orange thing that's the creature. So that's a little.
It looks like a mushroom.
Yeah, it looks like a fungus.
It sucks because it's one of those things that when they do the close up, you can tell most of what you're seeing is visual artifacting.
Yeah. But on that post, which is only 20 hours old or so, was another comment that then turned into another post that then made its way over to Bigfoot subreddit, which was called My Experience with the Arcata Gnome, which by OK Consideration, which said, I saw a post made on here showing a picture of what someone thought was possibly an escaped pet monkey in Arcata. The animal in the post looked almost identical to something I had seen about a week ago in my yard at night. I thought I'd share my own experience with it now that I know I'm not crazy, lol. On that fateful night, I had found my dog barking up a storm and jumping up on my screen door. I assumed she needed to go to the bathroom, but right as I was about to let her out, I saw something moving outside in my backyard. It was a tiny little creature standing in the grass close to my fence line. It was grasping one of the pears that had fallen from my pear tree and was seemingly munching on it. I tried to recreate the scene in the drawing above, but unfortunately, I suck at drawing. Anyways, it dropped the pear and quickly took off after that. It was pretty fast, too. I haven't seen it since, so I assume it must have been scared off for good. Has anyone else seen these gnomes in Arcata? My wife calls it a gnome. I honestly have no clue what it is. And the coup de grace on this is the picture, which somehow is horrible, but also somehow like legitimizes the previous one somehow a little bit.
The what?
It looks like a meme, potentially a racist meme, and I just don't know how to describe what I'm looking. I don't like what I'm looking.
Oh, I don't like that.
It looks like if Charmander was a human baby.
Yes, that's really accurate.
Yeah, yes. That pear in that spot really sells the Charmander illusion.
Yeah. You can find it on R Humboldt.
Weird looking thing.
Is there a little orange creature in Humboldt in Arcata area, like going around in the yards chirping and running around eating things with hands? I don't know. But it's a tiny little Bigfoot.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's some kind of tiny little Bigfoot.
Tiny little big, some kind of tiny little
Bigfoot. Tiny, tiny little tip, Bigfoot.
I appreciate the extra Bigfoot.
A little bit more Bigfoot. A tiny bit more Bigfoot.
Jesse, help us. What do you have?
Well, I just want to get this on record because I feel like it should be very interesting for us moving forward into the next couple years. On thedebrief.org, they have an article called UAP Transparency Under Trump 2.0, what the new administration could mean for UFO disclosure. And I just want to say, for the record, I kind of want to get our vibe on this because the article points out, and I think it's pretty accurate, that in many interviews, Donald Trump was saying, like, oh, yeah, there's something going on. It's so crazy. But in other interviews, he's like, not really my thing. Don't really care about it that much. And they mention a bunch of things about, the many people we've talked about on here who have, like Marco Rubio and people who have connections with Donald Trump who have mentioned things about UAP investigations and briefings and hearings and things like that. And so they're just asking questions on the debrief about, like, well, what would Donald Trump mean for alien debriefing and the things that we've been talking about the last 4 years in this on this podcast? My question for you two is, what do you think is going to happen? I'll let you know what I think. Absolutely nothing. Nothing new will come of this. And if there was going to be something new, it would have happened the first Trump presidency when he was, like, trying to distract us from the fact that people were dying from COVID. So today,
what a phenomenal day to bring this up.
Yeah, I was going to say, today we just found out.
This is what my topic is today.
Yeah, the Immaculate Constellation documents turn out to be real. And
yeah,
the entire tone of disclosure is already changing starting today.
Let's start at the top, Alex. You're jumping in the deep end real quick.
Before we get to your topic,
Trump is involved the reason I want to say something, because we actually have papers that were submitted to the record in the congressional hearing today. Today, November 13th, 2024, the next UAP hearing happened. There were four witnesses. The four main witnesses were Dr. Tim Gallaudet, who was a rear admiral in the U.S. Navy, who's now retired and works for Ocean STL now. Then we have Lou Elizondo. Everybody knows who Lou Elizondo is at this point, whether you believe him or not. Then you have Michael Gold, who was a former NASA Assistant Administrator of Space Policy and Partnerships, member of NASA UAP Independent Study Team. And then Michael Schellenberger, who is kind of like the lawyer that's been dealing with all of this all. And today, it was a 2.5-hour hearing. It's long. If you have time, and you're super interested in this stuff, it's worth going through. But a lot of things that were big today were things submitted, said under oath. It was an actual hearing, it was a testimony under oath, and things were submitted to the congressional record. And Alex gets to one of the things that was submitted is a 11-page breakdown of the thing that was floating around kind of just in weird UFO circles of a couple months ago, Immaculate Constellation. I'll give you the link to the PDF of Immaculate Constellation, or the paper talking about it. That's my actual file. don't that's not going to do
the address on its hard drive. Yeah,
it's just going to tell you where it is. I'll get this for you.
It's right next to the PORN folder. Is that a government?
It's a government agency.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't worry about any.
It's a new one.
Of
it's
that.
Elon Musk's new government agency.
PORN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me get to the Twitter.
He's very smart and clever.
He's hilarious and good. And everybody is going to be glad that he's there doing what he's doing now.
Thank you for the good feelings. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a link to, we talk about this guy all the time, John Greenwald. He operates the Black Vault. He's the FOIA document man who literally just goes off FOIA documents, nothing else. There's the website where he brought together all of the papers that were submitted today, opening statements and so on. The Immaculate Constellation document is in there. These are phenomenal. The Immaculate Constellation document essentially is, it basically just says what it's called is a USAP. So those were unacknowledged special access programs. And then there's special access programs. And to give you the long, like the TLDR is, it basically says Immaculate Constellation is like the father program of the SAPs that also, like, you know, shit like that tries to reverse engineer technology, try to figure breakthroughs, like biologics, this, that,
and
the other.
All the stuff we talked about in the Battelle episode and stuff.
Yeah, so all these special access programs that are hyper-compartmentalized are basically all lead up to Immaculate Constellation, which is, like, the parent program that oversees all of it. It has knowledge of, like, what the SAPs are doing, but makes sure that the SAPs aren't communicating with each other. They all report back to that. And they mention, not only do they mention Immaculate Constellation, they put on the record Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, vice presidents of these companies' names, both deceased and alive today. What kind of evidence that they have, 4K video, where within the SAPs you can find these things. They were like, put this all on record within that paperwork and within the testimony. And then there was another paper that was submitted by one of the Congress people today that's even longer, that really just I'm going to link this one to you directly if I can get to it, because that's one that has actual documents from the government from 1946 to 1950 that they were able to get their hands on, and people aren't sure how they were able to get their hands on it.
Where is that one?
I'm trying to get to that one right now for you.
Like, where is it hosted?
Because it's opening up in my extension.
Is it also on the Black Vault?
Yes, it should be still in the Black Vault.
That's really interesting. Here, tell me they don't know the origins of these things.
And they also say in one of the documents that like it either China has figured it out or they're really close to figuring it out. That might be. Let's try. Do you have? Do you guys using Chrome? I don't know how to get this to you, man. Like I don't know how to get this.
What is the very specific thing you're trying to send us?
HHRG 1130. Yeah, that open it. That's it right there. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Skinwalkers at the Pentagon.
Yeah. What? That was where, because Dr. Latsatsky was in there, which is like one of the people they were using. But if you scroll down, and you can see all the different paperworks that were submitted.
Yeah, they've been saying that the worry is... All right,
so what does this mean, though, besides paperwork?
Well, the paperwork is basically, acknowledging their tracking UAPs. There's one that goes down from May 12th, 1952, Savannah River Plant, Atomic Energy Commission, flying disc at approximately 10:45 p.m., May 10 last... Four employees of DuPont Co. employed on Savannah River Plant near Ellington, SC, saw four disc-shaped objects approaching the 400 area from the south, disappearing in northerly direction. It's a breakdown, and these papers are like, these things keep flying up on power plants, nuclear weapons facilities, like they're constantly being seen around them, and here's a bunch of basically paperwork from the 50s and 40s from the FBI. This one I'm reading from is from the director of the FBI, Mark Spurgeon.
Sure. I guess what I'm asking is, these are reports submitted. Yep. So this one is a report submitted to the director of the FBI.
Yeah.
And it's about a sighting that took place.
Yep.
There's nothing here that says that was a real sighting or there's evidence of the sighting. It's just the report of it, right?
Well,
so I guess what I'm asking is, like, is this game changing or is this just acknowledgement that the things we know that they already said were happening are happening?
To me, it's painting a picture that this thing that has been seen as ridiculous this whole time has never one time been not taken seriously by the government, and that the government is actively and attentively investigating this stuff over all this time. And
sure.
So Immaculate Constellation is basically the USAP that goes and recovers crashed vehicles. In today's hearing, they said that they have crashed vehicles. They actually were able to clarify. Last time they talked about having non-human biologics, they were actually able to talk about the kind that they have. And they're like, it's not full bodies. It's like little pieces of what was left over after the crash that they have. And they told them what private company or what part of the government rather has them in their possession. So today, names were dropped, locations, programs, all these things were put on record. And then the NASA guy was there to talk about, like, we have this independent UAP branch in NASA, but in his opening statement, he's like, but because UAPs are so ridiculed, we don't get money to do it. And as long as he's like, we need the money to study, he goes, we have the technology to study things in space, in like deep stars, black holes, all these things. But then in his opening statement, he goes, but these pieces of technology were specifically crafted to detect those kinds of things. We need to create technology that is specifically crafted to detect the UAP that are coming in low Earth orbit, LEOs or LEOs, within from our oceans, and build specific technology to study that, because we don't have that right now. All we have are the military FLIRs, their videos and stuff. But in order to study this, we need to create the technology to do so, just like we created the James Webb Telescope to study deep space. We don't have the specific tech. And that was his whole... during the hearing, that was his whole thing. He's like, it's clear this is happening. We want to make the tech to study it. We need to study it. And everybody else was basically saying, these are where you can find it. Here's the names of the companies. Here's the names of the people. Go there. And so Greenwald, the guy who runs Black Vault, I'm just going to read his tweet today. He goes, after years of research, I feel incredibly strongly that the time to focus on agency heads and government personnel is now. They need to sit in the chair and account for what we've been hearing from those speaking as private citizens. The secrecy is too thick and the stonewalling is too frequent on this issue to ignore. And although not everything we are hearing from whistleblowers conveying information they heard from others may be 100% accurate on all fronts, I feel strongly it is time to figure out what is real, what is not, and hold government agencies and their leadership accountable for what is downright provable with evidence. The countless layers of secrecy that they are using to shield us, we the people, from the truth. I have filed approaching 11,000 FOIA requests over the past 28 years. The secrecy surrounding this issue, above all others I've tackled, is beyond comparison. If I can do anything, you know where to find me. FOIA has produced enough verifiable evidence to support the above, and I am happy to hand it all over. And that's where he stands. And he's like only operates off of FOIA stuff. He's very much gone against Lou Elizondo many a time. He's gone against Green Street many a time. But I agree with him because that's kind of where I sit. Like, we have all these documents. We know now have names. We have places. And at the beginning of the hearing, some of the Congress people said that they were, when they're not allowed to say the names because they need to be said in the skiff, told not to ask specific questions and don't say specific things in that hearing. And that's all they were allowed to say about it. So, I have no idea. But yeah.
But again, what has this changed? Where do we stand?
Where did you get
to
China?
Does this answer the question of what Trump will do?
I don't think Trump. That leads into the paper. One of the papers that was put in, it talks about how after the 2017 leak of those videos in the New York Times, President Obama called everybody in and demanded like to be briefed, and they briefed him on what they deemed was necessary and everything else. Trump was unofficially debriefed about legacy programs, but it was never official. And the reason for that is that within the paperwork that was submitted today was because they could not trust him. So they did not officially debrief him on anything modern, only the legacy stuff when he came asking about it. So I don't think he's going to get shit, because I don't think the CIA and the heads of the intelligence agencies are going to do that. Well, I don't see why they would.
The direction I thought you were going with that was like, I read something too about Xi Jinping.
That's another separate thing, is like China either has figured out some of the technology or it's not China's, and they don't know which
the
one.
The concern that I feel like Trump could have with this is if there is a chance that if there is an opportunity to make contact or to act as the representative for all of humanity or to be in on top of the alien thing, I could see Trump wanting to get in there to beat China, but that's the only real interest that I could see him having, unless these motherfuckers step out from behind a veil and go like, we're going to shoot you.
Yeah, the thing is like, that would require Immaculate Constellation to come out from the, you know, and actually like, that's never going to happen. So no, I don't, what John Greenwald, a few others saying is like, this hearing above all else, like blew open the doors for hearings and calling these named people in. To have them sit down, because now that they have their names.
For sure.
It's tough to read through all the paperwork. I haven't even gotten through all of it. I've gotten through about 2.5 of the documents dropped. Some of them are like 20 pages. Some of them are like 6. Depends on what you're reading. If you have interest in what was kind of put forward, you know, it's just stuff that hasn't been documented before. The fact that Immaculate Constellation not only fucking came up, but like got put, like had a document for it, got put on record, was like put into the record and whatnot, is kind of wild. Lauren Boebert asked about human alien hybrids, and all the witnesses were like, no, that's not anything we know about. Like, that's like, you know, so the more fantastical shit that people latch onto, even they are like, no, she just asked dumb questions the whole time. Surprise. But they are saying, like, not only are like we working on reverse engineering it, but some of the papers say we figured out some of the stuff. They talk about the worry about China getting and breaking into it before all of it, and the fact that it's so compartmentalized, it's doing it disservice. And the NASA guy was basically like, look, give us money to research this shit. Like, we can't research it without technology to specifically for it, and we need the money to do it. And so he even specifically said cell phone cameras and that kind of shit is just not good enough. Like, we need stuff. Sure. So, yeah, did it blow the doors open? No, but I didn't think it was going to be blowing the doors open, but we've been through so many of these. I didn't expect it to, and I don't know if anybody was. I was just eager to have another hearing because I was curious what the fuck was even going to be said. And today, I was surprised by not what was said, but by the paperwork, just the endless paperwork that was submitted alongside it, which didn't really happen last time. It was a lot of like, he said, she said, can't talk about it, skiff meeting. And this time,
I don't think he's going to care unless there's a threat to him or a chance for him to get something. That's it.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's going to do anything about it. I don't know. I mean, it's really good. I think above all, it really will require intelligence heads to come out and be like, and admit, I don't think they'll ever want to do that because that's control. So like, you know, I don't know. It's just like, it is what it is. But this is, I don't think people were expecting the paperwork. And I'm surprised Immaculate Constellation. I wrote that off the moment I even read about Immaculate Constellation the first time around. I thought that was fucking a joke. So proves me wrong. I don't know. I don't think it blows the doors off of anything, but I do think this is yet another step forward, because this felt like the follow-up to the last one and being like, and here's my paperwork that I promised. It just took forever because meeting, like, hearings never happened. That's sure. all. But I don't know. I do not think it, like, it's like, did anything for, like, it's not even on any of the main news, so, like, it's not really going to do anything. But, you know, for those of us in the following the shit, it's a pretty big step. And for John Greenwald to kind of come forward and kind of take the side of Elizondo is very rare. It's just interesting. I don't think it proves anything. But as far as Trump, if he got actually briefed on it, though, like, if when you play the game where if Trump did get briefed on it, I think I stand with Alex. Where, like, if he benefited from it or could, like, make himself, like, the hero or whatever, and big, strong man, yeah, I think he would. I truly do think he would. But who fucking knows if that'll ever happen? The next 4 years are going to be wild. Maybe the aliens will show up and just take over planet Earth.
Cool.
As long as they're not like the Nope aliens, it's fine. That's it. That's it for us, boys. We're off. Thank you all so much for supporting us here at patreon.com. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week. We love you.
Buck is red on long lips.